Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. She was a $1,700 yearling purchase, which became one of the leading juvenile fillies of 1952, tying or breaking track records on three occasions and winning stakes races in the Midwest and on the East Coast. And she also enjoyed a special connection to Keeneland, which survives to this day. Her name was Biddy Jane. Foaled on May 20th, 1950 at the 330-acre Silver Lake Farm of breeder Charles W. Black and his son Stephen near Frankfort, Kentucky, Biddy Jane was a filly whose place of foaling alone made her rare among Kentucky breds. She was not foaled in the traditional bluegrass location of Fayette and adjoining counties, but in Franklin County to the northwest. More on the significance of her side of foaling and her breeder to come later. Biddy Jane's sire was Psychic Bid, a horse which had won the Sanford and Hopeful Stakes at Saratoga as a juvenile before finishing third as a sophomore in the Preakness Stakes. Psychic Bid stood at Silver Lake Farm at the time Biddy Jane was conceived and foaled, but he was soon relocated to a farm in Michigan. As for Biddy Jane's mother, she was a mare named Melva Jane, which had won just one race in her lifetime, and that at the age of six. As a yearling, Biddy Jane sold at the Keeneland Fall Sales in October of 1951 to Detroit car dealer Jimmy Collins for a price of $1,700. It may not sound like much money, but it was slightly above the average in what was the first of 10 sessions on the week. Collins, who would share ownership in the filly with his wife, sent Biddy Jane to trainer Winston Neal, a native of Nashville, Tennessee, who held a ministerial degree from a college affiliated with the Church of Christ. Neal had begun training horses in 1940, had taken a break to serve his country in the South Pacific in World War II, and had returned to racing soon thereafter. A small chestnut filly, Biddy Jane made her debut as a juvenile on March 3, 1952, finishing unplaced at Hialeah Park in Miami. But she won at Gulfstream Park in her second start, followed by a pair of runner-up finishes. On March 26th, making her fifth start in 3 weeks, Biddy Jane won the featured Youngsters Handicap at Gulfstream under jockey Jimmy Breckens, equaling the track record for 3 furlongs and 32 4/5 seconds. She paid $14.50 on a $2 win ticket, having been dispatched as the fourth betting choice at odds of 6-1. 2 weeks later, she would break the track record at Gulfstream at 4.5 furlongs, winning as the even-money favorite in a time of 52 3/5 seconds. Shipping to Churchill Downs and running on the Kentucky Derby undercard, Biddy Jane finished runner-up in the debutante stakes to a highly touted filly named Bubbly from Calumet Farm. 2 weeks later, Biddy Jane went to the post for the Rancocas Stakes at Garden State Park in New Jersey and won the 5-furlong event under jockey L.C. Cook before a crowd of 18,000 for her first stakes victory. She rewarded her mutual backers with a payout of $15.80. In her next start on June 7th at Hawthorne Racecourse in Chicago, Biddy Jane broke a track record which had stood for 29 years, getting 5 furlongs in 59 seconds flat to win the Miss America Stakes while carrying top weight of 122 pounds. A crowd of 20,000 was on hand to witness the performance as Biddy Jane improved her record to 5 wins and 3 runner-up finishes in 9 starts. Off that performance, many observers declared Biddy Jane to be the best juvenile filly in the land in 1952. But in the second half of the season, the rigors of the campaign seemed to catch up with her, including the fact she had made 9 starts in 4 states by the first week of June, and all of that despite the fact she was a late May foal. Biddy Jane raced through March of her 4-year-old year, at which point her name disappears from the record books. She never had a registered foal and perhaps died not long after her racing career ended. Perhaps adding credence to that theory is the fact her breeder, Charles Black, bought back a foal sister to Biddy Jane in November of 1955 at Churchill Downs, perhaps anxious to find a way to sustain that particular female line in his broodmare band. Before we close, a further word about Charles W. Black and how Biddy Jane and her breeder have an ongoing connection to Keeneland still today. As a designer and builder of racetracks, Charles W. Black in 1916 helped his friend John Oliver Jack Keene build a training track on farmland a few miles west of Lexington, Kentucky. It was upon that layout that the founders of Keeneland would build a mile and a 16th racetrack in 1936. And still today, Charles's grandson, Stephen Bo Black, works the Keeneland sales as a ringman, relaying bids from the floor to the auctioneer. And so it is that the connection linking Biddy Jane and her breeder to Keeneland remains alive and well, even after all these years. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.